Pastor, we're so glad to have you back, aren't we?
Amen.
I'll tell you, I went home and I got to thinking, you know, did we welcome the visitors? I got to thinking about all the different things, you know, that have we forgot, you know. Boy, isn't it great to have our preacher back.
Amen.
And I talked to him Sunday, and I'm telling you, I'm surprised he's here, to be frank with you, but boy, he sounds good. Pastor, I was going to say it's my fault that I didn't announce that it started at 7 o'clock, but I got an excuse. Obama taught me something. It was that long song service Brother Cruz had. All right. I was walking home, and Brother Pitts came by with the college students, and he stopped and started talking to me, and he all at once the kids started saying, "Go, go, go." And he got this funny look in his eyes. Isn't God good? One of the ladies stopped me back here, Pastor, on the way in, said, "Brother Scotty, I want you to know there's no place like this place anywhere near this place. This must be the place." All right. Tonight, Brother Julio, we're going to go ahead and have the video right now, okay? The video. Brother Mike? All right. Okay.
My name is Delior Alana Valencia. I am 47 years old. I live in Cochabamba. I am a missionary in Bolivia. I studied theology at the College Baptist of Puerto Rico. I graduated as a black belt karate organization Kyokushin Jai. My main passion is the sport of karate, to which I have dedicated part of my effort and sacrifice. For years I have taught many young children with whom I have won several titles at the professional level. In addition to the appreciation of the people, that is where the concern arises. If I can educate children and youth with sports skills with the help of karate, I can also train children and youth with spiritual qualities with the help of God and the church. And so I want to make the most of this gift and put it to the service of God. Command that our Lord Jesus Christ put upon us. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and have more opportunity to do so through sport. In my life as a karate instructor, I was able to accomplish a lot of recognition of people. But what is the recognition of man compared to the reward of God? So from now on, I have the desire to evangelize and preach through a martial arts school that will be installed in squares and parks where people can go to through the sport and spread. Why through the sport of karate? Physically able to exercise karate and young children not only how, but also contributes to intellectual development and spiritual in this case also. To overcome social problems such as drug addiction, alcoholism, problems that constantly beset our society. I have a goal to reach as many people and disseminating knowledge of karate and above illuminate the lives of people who do not know the gospel and lead them to the feet of Christ. So others, this saved me the crown of justice, which will give me the Lord just judge in that day. and not only to me, but also to all that love his appearing, 2 Timothy 4:8.
Okay, he was in a middle school the other day in Tampa, Florida, and got to put on an exhibition, and 28 young people got saved. So this is what he does. He works out of a Baptist church, and he goes and he does his best to get young people everywhere. But would you like to see a few minutes of it? Any of you? Let me see. Would you really like to? All right, we're going to let him show you a little bit, and then one of you going to come over here and take him on, okay? Brother Julio, take about 5 minutes and let's show a few of your things, all right? All right, tell him to take about 5 minutes and show him.
5 minutes of demonstration. La pregunta muy importante es, ¿cuál es tu arma que tienes en el poder?
The very important question is, what is the weapon that you have?
Yo puedo usar como arma mi saco mismo cuando una persona me ataca.
I can use this as a weapon.
Me ataca, entonces yo voto acá, entonces yo puedo agarrar y hacer un ataque, ¿verdad?
I can defend myself using this.
Lo más importante, la pregunta en esta noche es, ¿cuál es tu arma que tienes en la mano?
So this is my question for you. What weapon do you have?
Yo puedo usar también mi arma, la parte de la palma acá.
I can even use my hand.
Hay puntos muy importantes del ser humano que son delicados, que tiene que saberla.
The human body has weak points. You have to know that.
El ser humano posee esta parte que es muy delicado.
Like this part here.
También esta parte que es delicado.
Like the neck also.
También esta parte que es muy delicado. Solo
also
todo
here.
Puede hacer acá, ¿verdad? Y esta parte de abajo también ya no sabe la...
This part is also.
Esta parte también es bien, bien delicado.
Your knees also are a weak,
esta parte
weak
también
point.
Es delicado.
This part also
entonces,
the
esta
legs.
Parte también de puntos delicado.
Even here.
También esta.
Even here.
También esta.
Even here.
Entonces el ser humano tiene partes muy importantes que son delicados.
So every human being has a weak points.
Yo puedo
in his
usar
body.
Un simple palo.
I can use
palo para poder
a stick to defend myself or attack.
¿Verdad? Y golpea un simple palo.
A stick, a rod, it has power.
La pregunta muy importante es, ¿cuál es tu arma que tienes tú?
So the question is, what weapon do you have?
O puedo usar también esta.
I can use this to defend myself and attack.
¿Cuál es tu arma que tienes?
But what is the weapon that you have?
El diablo tiene partes debilidades también.
Do you know that the devil also has weak points?
¿Usted sabe las fuertes debilidades del diablo?
Do you know the devil's weak points?
Recuerda que el diablo es todo es poderoso que está que tiene pero un ejército.
Remember that the devil has an army and he is mighty.
Entonces tú tienes que verla. ¿Qué es lo que hizo cuando el Señor Jesucristo sanó a un mendigo ahí? Dijo, ¿por qué me atormentas?
But the Lord, he is the Almighty.
Este es el poder, el arma más importante de todo el mundo que el diablo tiembla cuando ve esto.
This is the most powerful weapon that you can have. The devil will tremble when he
entonces,
sees this.
Entonces Pablo decía a Timoteo, use el poder que tienes.
So Paul told Timothy, use the power that you have.
Despierta, empieza a caminar y empieza a pelear.
Wake up, walk and start fighting.
En 2 Timoteo 4 dice, menciona 3 cosas Pablo a Timoteo.
In 2 Timothy, Paul the apostle told 3 things to Timothy.
Es muy importante que menciona acá Pablo. 2 Timoteo 4, 7
Timothy
dice,
4, 7.
Dice, he peleado la batalla.
He says, I have fought
quiere
the
decir
fight.
Que he sido un soldado de verdad.
So he was saying, I have been a real soldier.
Yo he sido un soldado diferente, único.
I have been a different soldier, a unique one.
También dice acá al siguiente dice, he acabado la carrera.
And then he says, I have finished my course.
Pero también dice que he sido un atleta.
So he's saying, Paul, I've been an athlete also.
Pero hay una cosa muy importante cuando un atleta gana el campeonato.
There is something important when an athlete wins.
En el podium hay 3 personas que están en el centro, segundo, tercero.
They have a podium and they have the place for the first one, for the second place
Pablo
and the third.
Paul told Timothy, no quiero que seas segundo, tercero, quiero que seas el primero.
Paul told Timothy, I don't want you to be the second or third place. I want you to be the first one.
Un atleta cuando sale campeón.
An athlete when he becomes a champion.
Tiene que ganar 10 veces por lo menos.
He will have to win about 10 times.
¿Recuerda de que las Olimpiadas en Beijing?
Do you remember the Olympic Games in Beijing?
Había un americano que competía en atletismo en natación.
There was an American athlete that swam.
En el aeropuerto cuando estaba subiendo el avión para ir a competir.
When he was in the airport to go there.
Le preguntan dónde estás yendo tú.
They ask him, where are you going?
A competir.
He said, I'm going to a competition.
¿Y qué harás?
And they ask him, what are you going to do?
¿Ganarás?
Are you going to win?
¿Una medalla?
One medal?
Él dijo no.
He said no.
¿Dos?
They asked him two.
No.
He said no.
¿Tres?
Three?
No.
No.
¿Cuatro?
Four?
No.
No.
¿Cinco?
Five?
No.
No.
¿Seis?
Six?
No.
No.
¿Siete?
Seven.
Siete ganaré. Antes de llegar al campeonato, él mencionó en el aeropuerto que voy a traer siete medallas.
He said seven. Before he even got there in the airport, he said, I'm going to win seven medals.
Sacó siete medallas de oro en el Beijing.
Do you know who is this American?
Señores, ¿y sabe qué decía?
Do you know what he said?
Él sacó de acá, mostró un estuche para meter las medallas.
He had something to keep all his seven medals.
Mira la seguridad que tenía el señor, decía antes de llegar a competir, yo voy a traer siete acá, siete medallas.
He was very sure that he was going to get seven medals in that competition.
¿Por qué aseguró él que iba a ganar siete medallas?
Why was he able to say this?
Pablo dice acá, he terminado la carrera.
Paul is saying here, I have finished the race. I have been a champion.
He sido un soldado.
I have been a soldier.
He sido un atleta.
I have been an athlete.
Y no hay otro como yo.
There
no
is none like me.
Derrota.
I do not know about defeat.
Pero no es un soldado bueno.
But Timothy, you are a good soldier.
Y un soldado muy bueno.
But don't you be that. I want you
he
to be.
He sido el soldado desconocido, el único singular.
Like me, a unique one, an excellent one, a singular one.
Entonces Pablo decía a Timoteo, levántate y camina y empieza a pelear.
So Paul told Timothy, stand up and start fighting.
Empieza a luchar.
Start fighting.
Tú puedes ver hasta la puerta.
You can see that door.
Pablo veía un poco más arriba que la puerta.
But Paul could see more farther than the door.
La visión no hay sin visión.
There is no missions without vision.
Misión no existe sin visión.
There will be no missions if there is no vision.
Si yo me quedo en este cuarto, me quedaré hasta toda la vida.
I can stay here or in a room for my whole life.
¿Cuál es la diferencia con una persona que está en la prisión con una persona que está en el cuarto?
Can somebody tell me what is the difference between a person who's in jail and a person who's in his room?
¿Cuál es la diferencia con una persona que está en la prisión con una persona que está en el cuarto?
What is the difference between somebody that is in prison, in jail, and somebody that is in his room?
¿Cuál es?
Do you know?
Hable, ¿cuál es?
Tell me, answer back to me. What is the difference?
Estaba predicando en colegio, universidad de Puerto Rico.
I was preaching in a Bible college in Puerto Rico.
Señores, por favor, tiene que venir mañana a la iglesia y tiene que luchar fuerte. Y había una abuelita atrás, gritaba, grite más fuerte, papanata, gritaba ahí. Y por eso hablamos más fuerte.
I didn't understand that.
¿Cuál es la diferencia? Hable fuerte. ¿Recuerda usted cuando una abuelita, yo estaba predicando aquí la palabra de Dios, mira, Dios les ama y tiene que venir todos los días, y una abuelita de atrás grita, oye, papanata, grita más fuerte?
Oh, okay. He said he was preaching there in this church, and he was very shy, you know. Please open your Bibles in the book of and an old lady from the back. He said, hey, you, speak up, I can't hear you.
Papanata.
I don't know papanatas. I don't know what's that for.
Entonces cuando te pregunte, ¿cuál es la diferencia? Hable fuerte.
So what's the difference? If you want to answer, please answer loud. Say it loud. What's the difference?
¿Cuál es?
Uno puede salir, el otro no. Uno está encerrado.
Uno está encerrado, el otro no.
One is locked up.
Amigo,
and the other
mi
no.
Querido amigo, escucha esto.
Let me tell you this.
El que está en la prisión está porque intentó algo en la vida. Está en la prisión.
That man that is in jail, he is there because he tried to do something with his life.
Salió de su cuarto, robó, mató, no sé, pero intentó algo en la vida.
He left his room, his house. I don't know. He killed, he steal somebody, but he tried to do something.
Y aquel ocioso, perezoso que nunca sale de su cuarto es un fracasado.
But that slothful man that is in his room, he is never gonna try to do anything with his life.
Timoteo, sal de tu cuarto, tengo una visión.
Paul told Timothy, get out of your room, have a vision.
¿Qué deseas en la vida? ¿Qué quieres hacer para el Señor?
What do you want to do for the Lord? What do you want to do with your life?
Yo he caminado por todo el mundo predicando la palabra y he terminado la carrera.
Paul said, I have finished my race. I have preached the word everywhere I was.
Estoy a punto de irme.
Now I am about to leave.
Tú quedas aquí.
And you are going to stay
Timoteo
here.
Murió, Pablo murió. Tú estás aquí presente.
Timothy died, Paul died, you are here.
¿Quién irá?
Who will go?
¿Quién llevará el poder?
Who will go? Who will take this power?
Lo más preocupante, vergonzoso es que cada uno de ustedes tienen el poder.
Do you realize that each one of you, each one of us have the power?
Si no la utilizas, tendrás que darme una cuenta, pero impresionante, de pedir, ¿qué hiciste con el poder?
But if we don't use it, what are we going to say to the Lord when we face Him? He's going to ask Him, what did you do? Did you do with this? Do you know who you are?
¿Tú sabes quién es, de quién hijo eres?
Do you know who you are?
¿Tú sabes qué es lo que tienes?
Do you know what you have?
Recuerda que un mexicano dice, un predicador vaya a predicar a México, dice, oye señor, quiero compartirte la palabra de Dios, le dice al hombre rico de México.
There was this man from the country that went to preach to the richest man of Mexico.
Y el hombre dice, oye, a mí me vas a hablar de Dios si soy el más rico.
And this rich man told the Mexican, hey, are you come to preach to me about God? What are you going to tell me? I am the richest man.
¿Tú ves estas empresas?
So the man said, do you see these factories, these stores? Those are mine.
¿Tú ves esas petroleras?
Do you see that gas stations over there? Those are mine.
¿Tú ves esa ciudad? Es mío.
Do you see the city? That's mine.
Y el predicador contesta, ¿tú ves el firmamento?
And the preacher said, do you see the skies?
¿Tú ves ese firmamento allá en el este?
Do you see heaven over there?
En oeste.
Over there.
Norte.
In the north.
¿Tú ves el firmamento eso?
Do you see that?
Es mío.
That's mine.
Ese es lo que tú tienes, amigo. Ese es el poder. Eres el hijo del más poderoso.
Dear friends, this is what we have.
Así
we are sons, children of God.
Empieza a caminar.
So start walking.
El trabajo más importante que he realizado en todo tiempo es he caminado por todo lugar predicando la palabra.
This is what I've been doing, preaching and teaching the
Creo
gospel.
Creo firmemente, no sé quién llevará.
I believe.
¿Quién llevará lo que pasó en la cruz?
I believe and I think who's going to take
¿Sabe qué es lo que
the
pasó
news
en la cruz?
About what happened in the cross. Do you know what happened at the cross?
Usted.
Somebody died there for you.
En una oportunidad un granjero se le quemó todo su granja.
Once a farmer had his whole farm on fire. It
y
burned.
Y al día siguiente salió a ver qué es lo que se quemó.
So the next day he went out to see what that everything got burned. And he saw many black things.
Y bota con su pie.
He kicked something.
Y debajo estaban cinco pañuelos.
And there were
salieron.
And under that there were five small chicks that were alive, still alive.
¿Qué era la cosa negra que estaba ahí?
What was the black thing that he kicked?
Su madre. Su madre dio su vida por los pañuelos.
Their mother gave her life for those small chicks.
Alguien dio su vida en la cruz por usted.
Somebody gave his life
Pablo
for
decía,
you.
¿Cómo voy a dejar de predicar?
Paul says, how can I not preach?
¿Cómo voy a poder dejar de predicar la cruz?
How can I not preach about the cross?
Todo lo que pasó, la sangre.
What happened there? The blood.
Pero hay una cosa muy importante.
But there is something very important.
Hay que ser soldado, atleta y un labrador para hacer la obra del Señor.
We have to be a soldier, an athlete and a husbandman to do the work of the Lord.
Yo predico y trabajo.
I preach and I work.
Hay una cosa muy importante en Josué. Hay un pasaje que me impresiona. El Señor me dice, sé valiente, esfuérzate. Yo estaré contigo hasta el fin del mundo. Nadie podrá contigo.
The Lord told Joshua in the book of Joshua, you be strong and of good courage because I'm going to be with you.
Yo predico y en la noche trabajo con taxi.
I preach and in the night I drive a taxi. I work.
En una oportunidad cuando salía a las 11 de la noche a trabajar.
Once I was driving my taxi, it was 11 o'clock in the night.
Veo una persona, una señora llorando con su hijo en la calle.
I saw a young lady crying in the street with her son.
Entonces yo digo, mira, me dio pena. Le digo, señora, te llevo.
So I stopped the taxi and I told her, hey, come into the taxi, I can take you to your house.
Entró a mi auto y arranqué.
So she came into the car and I started driving.
Dos cuadras pasó y me dice la señora, para.
2 blocks away, the lady says, please stop.
Cuando paré, a mi auto se metieron acá dos y dos acá y dos acá. Son 6 ladrones que entraron.
As soon as I stopped the car, 6 men came fast into the car, 4 in the back seat and 2 beside me.
Una estrategia para hacerle llorar a la señora para que me hagan parar a mí.
That was their strategy. They made the lady to cry so that I could stop the taxi.
Entonces el tipo de atrás me dice, oye, vamos a robar una casa y tú nos llevarás si quieres vivir.
So the man that was behind, he said, hey, if you want to leave, you're going to help us. We're going to steal from a house.
Oye, escucha un momento.
And I told her, hey, listen
yo
to me.
Yo no robo casitas.
I don't steal small
yo robo
houses.
Bancos. Y hoy vamos a robar el banco más grande de la ciudad, ahora.
I don't steal small houses, I rob banks. And you're coming with me to rob a bank.
Y ustedes me van a acompañar ahora mismo.
You are coming with me right now.
Y arranqué con todo.
So I started driving fast.
Y decía, mira, nos hemos equivocado de auto.
And they were talking to each other saying, I think we took the wrong taxi.
Estaban nerviosos atrás. Entonces, señor ladrón.
They were afraid and they told me, Mr. Thief, we want to come down.
Señor, vamos a robar un banco conmigo ahora.
I told them, no, sir, you're coming with me to rob a bank now.
Y arranqué con todo,
so I was driving fast. Then I,
paré, pero salieron con todo.
Then I suddenly stopped, and then, right there,
segundo,
they ran away. In 1 second, they were out of the car.
A los dos meses,
2 months after that,
uno de ellos aparece en la escuela de karate.
One of them walked into my karate school.
Y me ve, oye, ¿tú no eres aquel señor ladrón de esa noche?
He was afraid when he saw me because he said, "Aren't you that Mr. Thief from the other night, the taxi
sí,
driver?"
Soy yo.
I told him yes.
Agarré, lo llevé a un cuarto secretamente.
Before he ran away, I took him to my office.
Y él temblaba.
He was shaking.
Temblaba.
He was shaking.
Entonces yo le dije, mira, yo no soy ladrón.
And I told him, hey, I'm not a thief.
Yo soy predicador.
I'm a preacher.
Aquella noche yo usé una estrategia.
That night I used a strategy.
Y lo testifiqué y aceptó a Cristo. Eso ha sido pero un gozo para mi vida.
That day I witnessed to him and he received the Lord Jesus Christ.
La pregunta es, ¿quién llevará el poder?
The question is, who's going to take this power?
Alguien decía, yo tengo bombas.
Somebody said, I have bombs.
Yo tengo bomba atómica, yo tengo armas nucleares.
I have nuclear weapons.
Y un predicador decía, yo tengo mucho más poderoso que una bomba, que es la palabra de Dios.
And the preacher said, I have something more powerful than that. This
así
is the word
predica,
of God.
Predica, predica,
so
predica,
preach,
predica,
preach, predica, preach,
predica,
preach.
Clamando, clamando a Dios.
There are people crying from hell.
Clamó, dijo, Padre, envía a mis hermanos, ¿quién predique?
The rich man cried from hell and he said, Father Abraham, send somebody to preach to my brothers.
Presente acá, tienes una misión muy importante.
And you are here right now, so you have a very important mission.
Y hay otro que necesita para que envíe de misionero a esa persona.
And there are others, missionaries, who need people to send them also.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Samuel. I want you to do something for me. You went over time. Okay? You went over time. Right, he went over time. You took part of your time. I want you to hit him.
Tomaste parte de mi tiempo.
Hit him. Okay. Hit him. Okay. Hit him.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, what?
All right. Okay, that'll get young people's attention, won't it? All right, I praise God for that. All right, Julio, good job. Now, Brother Samuel, you come on now. You've got about 12 minutes. Now, Kentucky's not playing tonight, so we don't have to worry if you go 1 minute overtime. Okay. All right, you preach a message to us. All right.
My name is Samuel Lopata, and I'm from the country of Bolivia. And I had the privilege to have Brother Julio as my Sunday school teacher when I was a kid. That was interesting. I would like to share with you from the book of John, chapter 6 and verse 5. John chapter 6, verse 5. I'm going to read this verse and you can follow the reading in your Bibles. The Word of God says in John chapter 6, verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? The Lord Jesus Christ, while he was on earth doing his ministry, while he was preaching, there were many people following him. At this specific point of time, the Bible says that there were about 5,000 men following the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is not counting women and children. So there might have been about 20,000 people following the Lord Jesus Christ at this specific point of time. And tonight I would like to share with you three things that we have to keep in mind, that we have to remember if we want to continue doing the work of missions for the Lord. And the first one is this, that the Lord is in control. He's in the throne. He always was and he will always be. The Lord Jesus Christ called his disciple. He called Philip. And he said, Philip, you see, there is about 20,000 people here and they are hungry. How can we feed them, Philip? But the Lord Jesus Christ didn't ask this question because he didn't know what to do. He knew what was going to happen. He knew that the name of the Father was going to be glorified that day through a miracle. But verse 6 says that the Lord Jesus Christ asked Philip this question because he wanted to prove Philip's faith. The Lord always knows what's going to happen. Amen. Do you realize that there is not even a leaf of a tree that will move if it is not God's will? Amen. When the Lord calls you to do missions for Him, you are going to be faced with problems, trials, temptations, things that you cannot explain. But remember, the Lord is in control. And if He has called you, He will provide the means for you to do it. 3 years ago, I was invited to come to the States and be part of the mission conferences with health ministries. But at that time, my visa expired. My visa to come here to the States expired, so I had to get a new visa. I have to confess it to you. I didn't even pray about it. I thought, this is a done deal. I even told some of my friends, do you know that I am traveling to the United States of America? What did you think about that? So I went to the US Embassy there in Bolivia with all my documentation. I was in the interview with the officer. And the officer gives me a piece of paper and tells me, sir, I'm sorry to tell you, but at this time, you don't qualify to go to the States. I was like, but why? Am I missing any document? I have all my documents here. Just ask for it. I can give it to you. The officer said, sir, please understand. You don't qualify to go to the States now. I ask you, but why? Please tell me why. Look at my passport. I have already 3 visas to go to the States. I never stayed there longer than I was supposed to. Please tell me, why are you denying me this visa? And the man said, sir, understand. You don't qualify to go to the States at this time. Next. I was discouraged. I made plans. At that time, my wife was pregnant. We were expecting our first son. And our plans was that I was going to be back in Bolivia a month before our son was going to be born. But since I didn't have the visa, I was not going to come through the border of Mexico as an illegal. No way. No, do that. But I thank the Lord that He's in control. Amen. My son was born 1 month before due date. And I remember the day I took my wife and my son from the hospital to our house. I planned to stay awake the whole night just looking at my son, my first son, so that not even the mosquito would fly by him. And it was about 3-4 in the morning, early in the morning, my wife tells me, please come and take our son out of my hands, out of my arms. I ask her, why? Just do it, come. I realized at that time she couldn't control her arms, her nerves. She couldn't control it. So I went there, and I hardly took my son out of her hands, placed him in the bed, and right there, my wife, she had a stroke. She was in the floor, her nerves. You always know what's the number you have to dial when an emergency comes by, right? But I remember being there. My son in the bed crying, my wife having a stroke on the floor, and I am there in front of the telephone just not knowing what to do. I finally got to call my dad, and we took my wife to the hospital. She had 4 strokes before we even got there. I thank the Lord because she recovered. It never happened ever since. But I remember being there at the hospital for 1 week. My wife was in intensive therapy for 1 week, and I was praying to the Lord and telling Him, Lord, thank You. Because You closed that door for me to go to the United States. Thank You because You made that officer to deny me the visa. Although I could not explain it at that time, Lord, but You can see more than what I can see. Thank You because You are in control. The Lord is in control, and when He calls you to do something, you are going to be faced with trials, temptations, problems, things that you cannot explain. But the Lord is in control. The second thing we have to remember if we want to keep doing missions for the Lord is in verses 8 and 9. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto Him, there is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? I can imagine this scene. Andrew coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and telling Him, Lord, there is just no way that we can feed all these people. It would be better for us to send them home so that they can have lunch in their house. But before you do that, Lord, before you do that, do you want to hear a good joke? Do you want to laugh, Lord? Do you see this small kid, this young lad? Lord, he believes that we can feed all these people with the fish and the bread that he has in his hand. Don't you think it's funny, Lord? But the Lord Jesus Christ used what this kid brought in his hands because he brought it with faith. And the Lord used that to perform a great miracle. Remember this, the Lord is in control and he wants to do a miracle through you. But it requires faith in your sight. Don't you believe it's a miracle that when somebody comes to the feet of Christ, come to the altar and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Please come to my heart. I want to be your son. It's a miracle happening right there. Don't you believe it's a miracle that you can be in two places at the same time? While you are here in your church, in your town, and you are supporting a missionary that may be preaching in the jungle or in the jail or wherever in the other side of the world, you are with him also. In two places at the same time, the Lord is performing those kinds of miracles today and it wants to perform it through you. But do we have enough faith? The last thing, and I'm hurrying because Brother Julio took my time. Verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. The Lord Jesus Christ performed a great miracle. About 20,000 people were fed because of this young lad's faith. And of course, after the food, they had the leftovers. I can imagine the disciples trying to clean the tables up, trying to clean everything up, wondering, what do we do with all this food now? Maybe trying to take it to the trash can. And the Lord Jesus Christ tells them, wait. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Disciples, don't you realize that those things there are a testimony of the great miracle that took place here? Don't you realize that that there is are blessings from the Lord? Don't you take it to the trash can. Give it to the people that need it. Give it to the young lad that gave us the fish and the bread at the first time. Give him more than he gave to us. But don't you waste that blessing. The Lord Jesus Christ is always in control. He wants to do a miracle through you. And when he does, remember this. Take care of your blessing. Do you realize the many blessings that we have that we take for granted? Like, for example, we have the blessing to go to the Lord in prayer. You know, for us missionaries to contact our families is very difficult. When you're away, to contact your family is very difficult. For instance, when we came here, we have to get first, if we want to call home, a cell phone, a plan, AT&T or whatever, and then an international prepaid phone card, and then you can call home. Well, thank the Lord for internet. It's easy to communicate through that. Every home we go stay with, we ask, do you have Wi-Fi? And it's not because we are computer jerks. It's because we want to contact our family. In fact, we have a saying amongst the missionaries that goes like this. No Wi-Fi, no wife. But do you realize the blessings that we have in prayer? We can go to the Lord wherever, whenever, when we need him. We don't need no cell phone, no international prepaid phone card, no satellite, no antenna, no Wi-Fi, and we can go to the Lord in prayer. We have that blessing. Don't you take it for granted. Use it. We have the blessing to have God's word in our hands. There are many countries. Once we took a mission trip to the jungle part of Bolivia, it took us 8 hours to go there by bus and 12 hours walking to get to this specific village. And many people there told us, thank you, this is the first time I see a Bible. Thank you, this is the first time I can have a Bible of my own. And many of us, we have more than one Bible in our houses. We have a blessing. This is the blessing we have. This is God's love letter to us. From Genesis to Revelation, the Lord is saying us, I love you. Amen. We have the blessing to be a part of a church.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a church, Landmark Baptist Church. Amen. Your church. Have you made it your own? Do you love your church?
Amen.
When I was in high school, my high school was the smallest one in town. My friends would come and tell me, do you know, in my high school we have a swimming pool, we have a big kitchen, and we have a basketball court, all these things. I told them, well, my high school only has a small parking lot, which we used to play soccer and basketball, and that's about it. But it's my high school, and don't you talk bad things about it. Do you love your church?
Yeah.
Have you made it your own? My church? If you love your church, you're going to have the desire to be there every time those doors are open. You're going to have the desire to get involved in all the projects that they have. Please remember this. When the Lord calls you to do missions for Him, remember He's in control, that He wants to do